Broadcast Studios, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome to ABQ Connect. We're presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling. They also provide plumbing, roofing, and restoration services. If you need service, call them at 444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling, locally grown, locally owned. Our good friend Carlos Griego and his team will take care of you at Bosky Heating and Cooling. I am joined today via the phone with an Awana missionary, Tim Sandoval, and one of their local soldiers, Melissa Solecki. Welcome to ABQ Connect.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Tim, have you? We're going to work on getting Tim on the line. Tim, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
There you are. There we go. Now we got you. Tim Sandoval, you are with Awana Ministries based out in California, but you're very close to people like your director of Cubbies in Albuquerque. And I don't even know what a Cubby is, but you're going to tell us about that. Melissa Solecki. Melissa's in studio with me. Tim's out in California. Thank you for joining us today. And Tim, we don't have a lot of time today. As we told you off air before we started, this time on the radio goes really quickly. So I'm going to ask you to start with telling us about Awana and the history and the mission of your services.
Yeah, thanks, Jim, for having us. Awana has personally has been a such a blessing to me. Awana actually started back in 1950 in Chicago. Actually, there were two guys, pastors at a church in Chicago, and they saw the kids outside up to no good and said, we need to do something about this. And so they started a program, and away it went. And 60 plus years now later, 70 plus years now later, we're in 129 countries with almost 5 million kids every week, being reached. So, it's been incredible. It's awesome to watch. As a kid, I loved it and just never left. I actually started when I was 8. And now I get to support about 260 churches from the Pacific Ocean all the way over there into New Mexico and El Paso, Texas. So it's a really, really cool thing. So
yeah, and of course Awana stands for.
Yeah, it originally there was an acronym, Approved
right.
Workmen Are Not Ashamed, which is based out of 2 Timothy 2:15. Mm-hmm. We've stepped a little bit away from it. It no longer is necessarily an acronym. You'll never see the A.W.A. kind of thing, but still very much is still very much a big part of who we are.
I am so blessed that you're getting away from acronyms. I hate acronyms. You know, I worked for GE Capital and everything was an acronym, and all my military friends, everything's an acronym. Can we speak English? Thank you. That would be great.
Now understand that we still love our acronyms. We still have a ton of acronyms, but that is one that we have gone away with. So you have the capital A at the beginning and then lowercase WANA. So, but it certainly doesn't take away from the focus of the ministry by any means.
Yes. Melissa Solecki, you are here in Albuquerque.
Yes.
And you told me that you're the director of Cubbies. Tell us what that is.
So Awana is a program that reaches children from age 2 all the way through high school. And Cubbies is our preschool program that reaches children 3 to 5 years old, so the 2 years before kindergarten. So I am the director of that program, and then I'm also a leader in our Sparks program, which is our elementary program, and then a leader of our middle school program, which is called Trek. And so I kind of do it all. I get all the ages.
So you're telling me that 2- and 3-year-old kids are reading the Word of God?
They are. I mean, we have our Puggles, which is our 2- and 3-year-old program, and I taught that for a year, and we get to introduce them to the love of Jesus and just core truths through songs, games, stories, puppets. And we just get them to be excited about Jesus, and the program builds on itself. So the verses that they're learning in Cubbies, they will revisit and, you know, memorize longer passages all throughout high school. And so we just encourage them to get into God's word and hide it in their hearts in a fun and effective way.
Yeah. Tim, everything that Melissa's describing is something that your organization as a ministry has put together. I mean, it's a curriculum. For lack of a better term, it's a structure. It's all kinds of really fun things. How do people that are, you know, church leaders get involved with Awana?
Yeah, so any number of ways. The beauty of Awana, it's just so adaptable. And I think that's that one of the really cool pieces is to see it. We are non-denominational, so to watch different churches come in and it's funny talking to different churches because they'll come in with a hesitation in some regards, focusing in on the, I like to say we sometimes get stuck focusing on the minors instead of the majors, and so they'll come in worried about the minors, wondering, well, what do you believe about this or what do you believe about that, and it's always fun when we can say, you know what, we really are about the majors. We're all about the gospel, and we're all about making kids disciples of Jesus, and that's the crux of the matter. So yeah, churches come and they can jump in with us either in person or online. We've got a great online presence, and then we come alongside them and support them and help them get it started. So
okay, so neither of you can blame this on me. Our engineer just asked me to ask which one of you is going to sing us the Cubbies song.
Oh, that's
here on the radio.
Melissa. I do
Melissa.
Know it by heart, but I don't think that would be a blessing to anybody.
Well, I think it sounds like it's a lot of fun.
It is a blast.
And it keeps kids interested.
Yes.
And Melissa, how long have you been doing that and working with kids?
I have been involved with Awana for over 10 years. We got started when my oldest was in kindergarten, and she is now in the high school journey program as a 10th grader. And so I started out as a parent helper and then became a leader and have just joined leading more clubs and more programs. And then I work with Tim as well on his ministry team and gotten to teach at conferences. I mean, Awana, I always tell people that, like Awana is part of our family. Like it's a core to our family, to who we are, because it has just become so important. These people are family, and this program, is a foundation piece in our home.
Tim, we've got about a minute before we need to take a quick break, but I want you to tell me what happens between the time you're two or three and you're in high school if you've been in Awana the whole time.
Oh gosh, so much. You know, part of that, obviously, lots of scripture memory. Most people, when you hear Awana, they instantly go to scripture memory, which obviously is an important piece. We obviously view and see hiding God's word in our heart as an important part. And quite honestly, with the changes in curriculum, we don't even know that number, but it's anywhere from 800 to 1,000 memory verses that those kids are hiding deep inside their hearts. But most importantly, it's really about the relationship with Christ.
Yeah.
And really creating those, we're calling it resilient disciples right now, because we know these kids are the future leaders of the 2050 church. And it's so very important right now to really invest in them, to create those resilient disciples, so that when, and let's be honest, the church is going to look probably a whole lot different in 2050. And so we need to be doing what we can today to make sure that they in 2050 are resilient and can lead our church well.
I am going to say, Tim, I love people. I love to be here, and I love serving God. But I'm hoping in 2050, I'm with the man upstairs, and I'm not having to worry about this. I hope you're not offended by that. But hey,
no. Go ahead. Yeah, I know. We got to take a break.
Yeah, we got to take a quick break. We are on the phone with Tim Sandvall. He is with Awana Ministries, and Melissa Solecki. She's the director of Cubbies in Albuquerque. They're showing us how much fun Awana is, and I hope that there'll be a lot of churches and a lot of individuals that might want to get involved with the program. We'll be right back. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. We do things differently over here on the affordable side of Albuquerque. We give you a better deal and a better experience. The better deal part, we'll beat any new Ford deal in New Mexico or put $1,000 cash in your pocket. The better experience part, every new vehicle comes with the confidence of a 100,000-mile warranty and complimentary maintenance. Find your ride at mypowerford.com or come see us on the affordable side of Albuquerque on Montaño, west of I-25.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
Since 1970, Albuquerque Christian Children's Home has been providing a loving environment for children who are homeless, hurting, or at risk through no fault of their own. We accept these children without regard to their race, religion, culture, or social status, and care for them without any cost to a family member or the state. Our goal is always to show them the love of God through the care and dedication of the staff. For more information, go to our website, acch4kids.org, or call 898-5520.
Hi, this is John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive. You have heard a word a lot here of late, and that word is essential. Here at Southern Boulevard Automotive, our master certified technicians understand that your car, truck, or SUV is essential to getting you from point A to point B. We are open for business. Our hours are 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. And don't forget that we have free towing with repairs. Just call for details. Our phone number is 892-2300. That's 892-2300. We are located on the corner of Southern and Western Hills across from McDonald's in Rio Rancho. And I'm here to tell you that the most essential thing in this life is the cross of Jesus. There is absolutely nothing more important to you and I. God saw you as essential and gave his only begotten Son that you would believe in him and have eternal life. Never minimize the cross. It's the centerpiece of the gospel, and never forget the hope you and I have in the empty tomb. I'm John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Be sure and call Indigo Mortgage for a quote when you are shopping for a mortgage loan. The team at Indigo Mortgage will give you a clear and concise loan estimate. Give them a call at 836-5700 or reach them on the web at indigomortgage.net. Indigo Mortgage, because nobody cares more about your mortgage loan. Melissa Selecki with Awana is in studio with me, along with Tim Sandoval via the phone, all the way from San Diego, California. We're talking about the Awana Ministry. Tim, I'm going to go to you with this question. Your website says that Awana is like the Swiss Army knife of ministry. What does that mean?
I love that description. Actually, I didn't even realize that was there. No, I think, Jim, kind of like I mentioned before, I think the fact that we're so adaptable, the ministry, and that's shifted, I'll say, over the years. I think there was a time where if people heard Awana, they would have thought, oh, that's that very organized and, well, not that we're not organized, but very structured, and you can't, no bend, or you got to do it this way. And we really have moved the ministry into a position of really kind of saying, okay, church, you know your kids better than we possibly could. You know your facilities, you know your leaders. You do with it what you need to do with it. I there's no way I'm going to say from San Diego, hey, Melissa, I know your kids better than you do. So it's really the idea that we've created these tools and resources and support and the equipping of the leaders to make resilient disciples. But from there, they have to take it and do with it what they feel God is leading them to do, and use those tools and resources to best connect with their kids, however that looks. And of course, with COVID, I mean, there was obviously some major pivoting that had to take place and those type of things. And once again, because of the way the ministry has been set up, most, or at least a lot of our churches were able to do that pretty seamlessly, without skipping a beat, quite honestly. So
that's good. And Melissa, you mentioned that off air, that you're doing a lot of things remotely right now.
Yes.
Tell us pre-COVID, or hopefully post-COVID soon, what Awana is going to look like for, say, your little ones.
Well, I mean, Awana is structured, one of the foundations is fun. Like, we want kids to have fun. We want them to keep coming back to club. And so we always implement games. There's a huge thing in Awana. We have Awana games for our Sparkies and above. We have Bible quizzing competitions. We have Pinewood derbies. And so we really want the kids to be actively engaged as a community and have fun and also come together to learn God's word. And so hopefully post-COVID, we will get to join back together in person. And we always do like a lot of singing and dancing and puppets and games and playing in cubbies, and also tying all that into our Bible lesson and how it relates to, you know, how are we going to respond to God's call in our life. And then Awana is also, they've taken what they've known, like all that knowledge and all this experience that they've had, and they've even created a Sunday school curriculum. And so we now have Bright, which is a curriculum that they use for Sunday schools, and our church actually uses it. And it's a huge blessing too, because it takes all those elements of Awana into a Sunday school curriculum as well. So if you don't have Awana at your church, you can still kind of have Awana in your Sunday school.
Yeah, well, that sounds really neat. Tim, as our listeners are listening and they want to become part of Awana and utilize your materials and all of those things, how do they do that? What are the steps?
Yeah, so the biggest thing is connecting with us either through our website, which is just awana.org. They can also call our customer service number and talk with someone directly about what it looks like, and they can walk them through that process. As Melissa mentioned, we no longer have just one kind of one pathway. We actually have two pathways, and we're looking to add some more because we recognize that, you know, a lot of churches have gone away from the midweek programming. And so as Melissa mentioned, Bright was, we've always been asked, when are you guys going to do a Sunday school curriculum? And lo and behold, we launched it probably at the worst time last year, right as COVID hit. But you know what? It's been awesome. It's just been great to hear how God has used that, and whatnot. So yes, to answer your question, simply by connecting through the website, or with a phone call, they can get plugged right in.
Well, I know that our engineer, Steve Ryman, who you both have talked to today, and he's pushing all the buttons and keeping us on the air right now and smiling at us. He went through Awana himself. He had his own children in Awana, and now he has his grandchildren in Awana. So, and he's known Melissa a long time because you've been involved with the program for a while.
I've had his grandbabies in Awana, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think it sounds amazing. What's your favorite thing, Melissa?
My favorite thing, I think, is the relationships that have been built. I mean, like I said, I told you, I started in the two-year-old program. And so I've had these kids from the time they were 2 years old, and now they're entering middle school. And so I've been their cubby leader, their camp counselor, their Pinewood Derby coach, their quizzing coach, their, you know, all these things. And so it's a lifelong relationship that they're getting to build. And so we're really getting to disciple these kids through all stages of life. And for me as a parent, on the parent side of that, it's such a blessing for me to know that my children have godly people that are in their life that they can go to, that they can talk to. Because I know that they won't always be able or want to come to me, but they have godly people who have invested in their life for years that they can go to seek godly counsel from. And so those relationships, those lifelong relationships, that's what makes a difference. And that's what's so important to me.
You know, I think the next time we're going to have to get Pastor Mike, your husband, here with us, because we want to hear this song and we want to see some of the dance moves.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think? If he's here, will you do it with
him? You know, if you guys were zooming in on my cubby meetings right now, you could see me dressed up as unicorns doing dances, you know.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. I go all out for these kids. It's a sight to behold.
It is a sight to behold. Yes, it is. It is awesome to watch.
Hey. Tim, I want to talk to you a little bit about your ministry partner. That is Linnea Sandvall, your wife. You get to work together with her.
Yeah, you know, she's my better half for sure. She's awesome. She did not grow up in Awana. If you were to ask her the question, she always knew we were supposed to be in ministry. And so it took me a little while to come around to that. We've actually only been missionaries for a little over 6.5 years now. So, starting here in Southern California and then expanding our area there into New Mexico. But she's an important piece of this ministry. She gets to do some stuff. God has gifted her in ways that he hasn't gifted me. And so she's actually been involved writing some of the curriculum. Mm-hmm. She's actually currently helping in writing some of the Bright curriculum. And then of course, just in the local ministry, she's just huge, especially as we do different conferences and those type of things. She's got the administrative brain that comes alongside and helps me look good. So that's a special blessing.
I love it. Tim, would you close our time together today? I have in mind that there's a lot of kids. You mentioned 2050. That's kind of far out, but I know that there's a lot of kids that have been involved with Awana. They're going to become our leaders in the next 4 or 5 years. Would you mm-hmm. pray for our kids and for your ministry? Because as they go into college and face all the secular stuff and stuff that's really not true. We have about 2 minutes left. Would you pray for us? And we'd really like to see God bless your ministry.
I'd love that. Thank you. Father God, we just thank you. I thank you for today, God. I thank you for this day that we get to be about your business. And God, I thank you for this opportunity to share. And God, we do lift up our kids to you. God, the kids from 2 all the way to 18. And as Jim mentioned, those older kids right now, God, that quite honestly are in a weird place. It's a weird time to be a kid, and transitioning into adulthood here in the next few years. And God, we do lift them up to you. And, the coolest thing that I always think about is you love them more than even we can. Mm-hmm. And God, I just take peace in that. And there's comfort that comes from that. And yet you also tell us to ask. And so we ask for your blessing on their lives, God. We ask for wisdom for them, God, that they would make wise choices as they look to the future and what that means, whether that's school, whether that's employment. Ultimately, it's about you and your will in their lives. And so, God, we do ask that you would be their focus. You would be their intentionality as they step into this crazy world that we've got in front of us. And God, for the younger kids, Lord, I pray that you'll just surround them as Melissa mentioned with our tribe, God, that will speak truth into their lives. God, that will be Jesus to them and that will love them, like you love them and will show them the way. And God, I just thank you. I thank you for getting to be a part of this. And God, we do pray that you will continue to guide and lead us in this, that more and more kids will be reached, more and more families will be reached. And ultimately, God, you'll be honored and glorified for that. And, God, I just thank you for all this stuff. And it's in your name that I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Tim. Hey, let's wrap up by giving the website, which is awana.org. You can reach out to the ministry, and there's a phone number and everything listed there. Melissa Solecki, you've got a local group going for little ones and stuff. Can people reach you locally to find out about it?
Yeah, we are at t2ministry.org. But if you also go to the Awana website, you can find a local club in your area. We actually have several clubs here in the Albuquerque area that meet different times, different days. And so there are several churches that are doing various programs at various times. So
yeah,
but we're with T2 Ministry.
Okay, T2 Ministry. Exciting to meet both of you. That's why I like this job, because I get to meet new people and find out new things. And Awana's been around for a really long time. I have not ever been involved in it, but it sounds exciting. And I'm about to have some grandchildren, so I'm going straight to Awana.
Hey. It's never too late, Jim. We'll take you anytime.
That's right.
All right. Thank you both for joining us today
on
ABQ Connect.